Big night tonight down at the ACC. It's Maple Leafs Bruins, but the Hall of Famers will be in the house. They'll be out there before puck drop. And one of my fondest sports memories took place years ago, a few years ago. Hall of Fame night. Dougie Gilmore was going in, a couple of other great, great players, and Eddie Belfour was going in.
I remember.
And he rolls out onto the ice in jeans and a leather jacket.
Everybody else was in a suit.
Everyone else in like Armani suits and Eddie's in bar gear. It was perfect. Great class this year, including our next guest. He was in the league for a long time. Lots of games, multiple cup winner. We've had him on the show before. Here is Mark Recchi. What's happening, Mark?
Not much. How you doing? I was actually on the ice that game, too, with Eddie.
Come on.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when he came out in the leather jacket?
Well, I didn't know. So that I was like looking at everybody else was in a suit. I thought, oh, I guess you didn't. You don't have to dress up, I guess. So, and I had to ask that question. I said, what are we supposed to wear on Friday night? He said, oh, suit and tie. And I was like, oh, I guess Eddie kind of went rogue there.
Yeah, he didn't take that advice. He went his own way with that, and I love him for it. It was great. This weekend's obviously really special for fans, and I'm sure for friends and family members, but has to be remarkably special for yourself. I mean, what are you expecting? How do you prepare for a weekend like this?
There's no preparation. I tell you, it's so surreal just even being here. You know, we got our rings now, and it's just incredible. Like, it's finally hit. You know, it hit home when Lanny called, but then you know you get busy, and all of a sudden it's here, and you get here, and you come into the hall room here, and into the great room and the great hall here, and see all these guys up there, and we see our plaques now, and it's incredible.
At what point in your career did you start thinking, I might have a Hall of Fame resume on my hands?
Probably not till the end. Not till the end. I maybe got my third cup and, you know, played, you know, 20-odd years or whatever. That I thought maybe I had a chance to get in there, and just kind of waited from there and just, hoped that it was good enough for the committee to believe that I deserve to get in here. And it's when I got that call. It obviously was the pinnacle of everything.
Mark, what do you remember about the way it kind of started? You go to Pittsburgh, Mario Lemieux's there. Do you have remember anything like what you, when you first saw him or playing with him or anything like that with Lemieux?
Oh yeah. When I first saw him, yeah, it was, we walk in, obviously we're doing casting, not even close to what it is today, but we were doing some form of a test and I don't think he could do a bench press. I don't even know what it was. I don't think he could do one. And I was like, oh, man. But I remember how tall he was. And then he got on the ice, and I was like, holy, what the hell am I doing here? it was pretty incredible.
With Hall of Famer Mark Recchi, you were very fortunate. You played in some great hockey markets, Pittsburgh, Philly, Montreal, Boston. What was the best rivalry you were a part of?
Oh God, I had some good ones, Boston and Montreal on both sides. I was on both of them. So, incredible. Philly, Pittsburgh was a huge rivalry. So those, definitely those two were, they battled hard. So it was fun to be part of those.
I can't imagine there's ever been a player that's played for all four teams. Like maybe there has, but Pittsburgh, Philly, Montreal, Boston, like you said, those teams' biggest rivals. Yeah. And you've been on both sides. Like, which fan base took it the most serious? Like, which fan base was most rabid about that rivalry?
God, they all are. it's incredible. I don't think there's anything different. They all are. I mean, I think Pittsburgh, probably people are a little tamer about it, but they're as passionate about it, but they're probably just a little tamer. But, the other places, it's just, being, especially Montreal. And then you get Boston, you get the Boston crew there, and Philadelphia, they're pretty hardcore. So, it's pretty special to be part of all that.
Well, so Mark, you mentioned Philly. We talked about Lemieux. You played in Philly with Lindros. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, like, if you're thinking back to all the great teammates you played with, what does like your ranking look like in terms of like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Oh God! I mean, I don't even know. Like, I know I played with Ronnie Francis, Paul right. Coffey. You know, I like Saku Koivu, and you know, Patrice Bergeron, and obviously Eric, John LeClair. I mean, the list goes on of the guys I was able to play with, you know, throughout my career. And you know, even when I went to Carolina, Rod Brind'Amour and Eric Staal. I mean, it's just, you know, I was so fortunate that, you know, to be surrounded like with players like this.
With Hall of Famer Mark Recchi, we'll get you out of here on this. The speech coming Monday night, what are the chances you're going to wing it?
Probably pretty good.
Good. Nice. Those are always the best ones.
Yeah. No, I have just a few notes, and it's basically just, you know, it's go from there. You know, a few notes, and then I kind of go off, and, you know, I know what I want to talk about people, and, you know, a lot of people to thank, obviously. So.
Well, we're looking forward to it tonight and Monday night, and congrats on a great career, and enjoy the weekend. Thank you for this, Mark.
No, I appreciate it. Anytime, guys. Thanks.
There's Mark Recchi. 1,652 games in the NHL.
A lot of points, too.
1,533 points.
Yeah.
And more impressively, 189 playoff games, 147 points. When you're almost a point-a-game playoff guy, those are Hall of Fame credentials.